senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Tomorrow is the birthday of USA. Woohoo! We're doing great.
How old is the country? Do you know? 1776 minus whatever.
Thanks for joining us on the Crab Diving Show. Whether you're listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7, or whether you downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite app, or you're listening live, hey, what's up? Thanks for joining us, and thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
What do you think if you had to give a checkup on our country, if you just had to give a review? It's our birthday's coming up.
Prostate exam?
Yeah.
Do I have to stick my finger up the country's ass?
I think that might be necessary.
Do I have to go to Mississippi and stick my finger up the country's ass?
I think you have to go to Mississippi with a blowtorch and put it in everyone's ass.
Well, the white people.
Yes.
I did the crab dive. Did I do the crabdiving.com/Amazon? Yes. Twitter, we're still, you know, hanging in. What the fuck?
9!
At crab diving.
How many tweets can I look at?
We could branch out. We should branch out.
How many tweets am I allowed to think about each day, Mr. Elon?
Well, you know, it doesn't make sense because I get news stories to talk about sometimes on Twitter.
Okay.
I'll just scroll through the timeline and,
right.
I mean, I used to, less now that it's more, Nazi shit.
I get fun pictures to put on the Facebook for promos,
but you do a search and then you
on Twitter
for the name and then you hit photos, right? I mean, I scroll, you know?
Yeah, that's what I do.
So I scroll, but does every tweet we scroll past count as a read, or do you have to click on it?
I never thought about that.
And go to its URL because If everyone in the scroll, that's dumb because then people like me,
you're gonna be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you know I see ads, motherfucker.
What?
So you're killing your ad revenue because I'm scrolling through ads and through sponsored posts.
Is there a way to see how many more tweets I'm allowed to look at today? Or this? When is it, a month or a day?
It's a day. Can I see?
Well,
last I heard, if you're...
I want to look. See if there's
if you're unverified, it's 800, maybe 1,000.
Yeah.
He kept raising it.
I don't see where it says how many more tweets I'm allowed to look at, though.
Well, plus we both look at crab diving.
Oh my fucking God.
So I'm adding both of our browsing together. Well, I mean, it's bullshit, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but like, again,
and I'm not paying $8 a month to that cunt.
How many? Well, no, I'm looking at my tweet, these tweets through at @RatedRComedy. So I'm not effing with your tweets, with the crab diving tweet stream. I'm logged on as my Twitter looking for Don Jr.
I thought you were looking through, on the crab diving account.
No. That's Rated R Comedy. But like,
at Rated R Comedy.
But where, again, no one's answering my question. How many more tweets?
Shelby,
how many more tweets can she look at today? How many has she burned through? I mean, how do I know? Because if that's the case, I'm going to be selective with which tweet I look at.
I don't know if you can see your count. Then it's all such bullshit.
So I won't know until everything's grayed out.
Well, and there's nothing to do with one or the other. It's just a coincidence.
Yes. That,
like, his Twitter's contract with Google Web Services expired something on the same day that he announced, oh, we're going to be doing this throttling.
He's out of money, right? He doesn't have, he's trying to save bandwidth. Is that how I think about that? You cheap fuck. If someone would have said, Elon, what's your dream with Twitter? When you buy Twitter, what do you want to do with it? All of this?
Turn it into a right-wing human centipede and make sure that you can't, that any of the organization and posting that we libs do gets throttled as much as possible.
Oh, right.
Especially the organizing part. They don't want libs organizing on Twitter.
What a gross culture this Elon Musk is and all the shit. This tech,
Jesus Christ.
These tech fucks. Oops. I can't take it.
I just went to copy the story, the main story we're about to go to, and put it in my spreadsheet.
Oh, okay.
As I do.
Right.
And I guess I hadn't hit copy because I went to just paste onto my spreadsheet. The big picture of John Jr. just popped into my spreadsheet. Yeah, that's the last thing I copied to send you a picture of
I'm
Don
upset
Jr.
that I was looking for pictures of him to post for, I don't know, I guess for promos. If you want to go to our Facebook, it's all Don Jr. for the next 2 hours. But I got disappointed because on Twitter I saw a picture of him driving down the street or driving somewhere and smoking marijuana. And I thought that was the story today. That would be the story.
And it's crack. But that's Hunter. That's Hunter's
and
picture.
And they just put Don Jr.'s face on it.
I think, yeah. I think that's a Hunter picture. That one might be Photoshopped too.
Why
the version I saw was Hunter.
Why would someone spend all day doing that? Maybe you don't have to spend all day. It's just...
No, you don't. To put Don Jr.'s face up there?
Yeah, on top. You know,
you just make it a little bigger because the background was already blurred.
Oh, okay.
Just make it a little bigger than Hunter's head, and that's kind of all you need. Try to match the lighting.
You really, if you had to say, who is the most put upon son of a president or whatever, or child, you have to say Hunter, right? They really went after this fucking guy.
Yeah, I guess. Mean, yeah, right.
I'm trying to think who else.
And when Biden stops being president, they will no longer give
a shit about
fuck. Him. Just like with
fucking care.
They kind of stopped caring about Hillary until Trump started becoming guilty of the same crimes and they could go back and say, but what about her? You didn't charge her.
Yes. You know why, though? Because she came in and answered questions. And in fact, what she did wasn't illegal. But then that James fucking Comey had to say, oh, there's still an investigation out there. Fuck him.
Thanks, Wiener.
Oh, my God. What do you mean, Wiener?
That was Wiener's laptop was the extra investigation, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Am I wrong?
No, that's right. You know what, man? I forgot Anthony Wiener existed for a while. That guy?
He was married to Uma Abedin, the chief of staff or the top aide to Hillary and friend.
The secret with that guy is don't give him the Wi-Fi password.
Right. Or he's going to send his dick to a 15-year-old.
Yes, it's an issue.
Over. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's see what the old headline aronies are this day before Independence Day.
Nine!
Commie Pinko Liberal,
HuffPo.
Oh, I saw this. This will go absolutely nowhere. And everyone knows why. It says, backlash. Harvard sued over legacy admissions. Good luck. Every judge you're going to get in front of is probably a legacy twat.
Oh, I love it, though. No, this is the moment. This is the moment where this is such a horrible analogy. But do you remember this movie, Braveheart? I forget who the lead is.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Bruce Willis was the lead. Yeah. And
Melvin something.
You think Bruce Willis read for Braveheart, that part?
No, didn't.
Yeah, yeah. That might be fun. Anyway, you know, it's that speech where it's like they're going to get the British, and he gives this great speech. He's like, it's a good day to die! Ah! That's what this is. Fuck them. Go get them. This is revenge, bitches. I love it.
A civil rights group is challenging legacy admissions at Harvard University, saying the practice discriminates against students of color by giving an unfair boost to the mostly white children of alumni.
Once more into the breach.
It's the latest effort in a growing push against legacy admissions, the practice of giving admissions priority to the children of alumni. Backlash against the practice has been building in the wake of last week's Supreme Court decision ending affirmative action in college admissions.
Listen, you rich fucks, this is the future. This is how the future is. Your future is this: preventing people from coming to get you. This is your future. This is our future. We are coming for you. That's what this is.
We're not.
Well, that's what this is. Not physically. Well, yeah. They're coming for you. They are going to get you.
Lawyers for Civil Rights, a nonprofit based in Boston, filed the suit today on behalf of Black and Latino community groups in New England, alleging that Harvard's admission system violates the Civil Rights Act. Yvonne Espinoza Madrigal, the group's executive director, said, "Why are we rewarding children for privileges and advantage accrued by prior generations?" My point exactly.
Right. It's...
same with wealth, which is why the death tax that they want to get rid of needs to be bigger.
Right, right.
And scaled.
Yes.
Marginal, scaled, so that the richer you are,
right,
the more your inheritance gets taxed, because that is bullshit.
You know, to me, the point of this lawsuit is... optics. Yeah. It's optics. It's like, it's telling people what's going on. It's like, you just had that fucking affirmative action bullshit from this shit fucking SCOTUS of ours. You know what I mean? And this lawsuit is a way to show people what that fucking means. Getting rid of affirmative action is protecting these nasty fucking legacy assholes. That's all that is protecting rich people and keeping things the way it is. I think, isn't that the point of this lawsuit, to sort of explain why we need affirmative action? Because it's a battle.
By the way, legacy admission, Donald J. fucking Cunting Trump.
Right, and that's affirmative action for them. How about this affirmative action? The father of Donald Jr. fucking Trump is going to die in jail. Think of that shit. That's a possibility.
No, Don Sr., I mean.
What do you mean?
Was a legacy admission. Not a legacy, but a donor. Well, no. He might have been a legacy. I don't know if his dad went to school there. But
if you give someone a pile of money to go to a school, yes. I guess it's something yes. like that. Ah, these rich people. These fucks. Fuck you. That's what this lawsuit is. Fuck you. I love it.
Your family's last name and size of your bank account are not a measure of merit, says this executive director of this Lawyers for Civil Rights. And that should have no bearing on the college admission process.
Yes.
I agree.
Let's give the shittiest among us the best education on the fucking planet. I'm sure and you get this, Donald Trump.
I'm sure this SCOTUS will agree with them. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Everybody they golf with, everybody they hang with is a legacy admission.
Oh, you Bernie
and
bros.
Probably half of them are.
You Bernie bros, we can, all this is what we're talking about. I'm going to take a moment to lay this at their fucking feet, you fucks. You couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton, so now we got all these SCOTUSes that are fucking us. This is laid at your fucking feet, you assholes.
A separate campaign is urging the alumni of 30 prestigious colleges to withhold donations until their schools end legacy admissions. There you go.
Yeah.
But they're all legacy admissions. That's why they're giving money to the school, so that they can get their crotch spawn in. Don't you get it?
You have to go for their money. How do you get their money? That's what this is. That's
tax
what this is.
Tax the fuck out yes. of them like we used to. The wistful good old days that they rub their little knobs for.
Right.
It was the 50s and stuff like that, when the highest marginal tax rate was 90%+. If you made tons of money, the over like $10 million a year, every dollar you paid 90% tax on. You don't pay 90% all the way across the board. They try to whine and fool dumb people to say, well, you're making my 90%. You're going to tax 90% of everything I make. No. You can make $100 million before 90% tax kicks in. You're going to be okay, boo-boo.
That is an impossible, because that's an impossible concept to make people understand. Because I remember that was a tough thing in this election. People were like, Biden's going to raise your taxes. Well, do you make under $500,000 a year, some shit like that? Wasn't it some number?
Yeah. I mean, several Democrats in Congress demanded an end to the policy in light of the court's decision, along with some Republicans, including Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Who's vying for the GOP presidential nomination. Good.
Right.
Way to endear yourself to those top tier Republicans, Tim Scott.
Who is that? Oh, he's running?
Yeah.
Who's that guy in it? There's another guy we mentioned briefly. I just want to put his name out there in the spirit of being fair. He's a mayor in one of the Dakotas. Somebody?
Yeah.
What's his name?
He's
Dan?
Not a mayor. He's
a governor. Dan?
He might have, yeah, Bill? Somebody, something like that. Bill, it's the mayor something? Of Miami is also running.
For what?
Republican.
For president?
Sure.
Who is that?
Exactly.
Puerto Rico. God. There's nobody's going to beat Puerto Rico. Trump. Nobody's going to beat him.
So we wholeheartedly support getting rid of legacy admissions. Never going to happen. They are going to fight tooth and nail, and they're going to find some way to justify.
Right.
You can discriminate against the blacks and the homos and shit, but you can't discriminate out of the rich people that fall out of other rich people's crotches.
You know who's giving us the answer to this right now? You know who's giving us the answer to all of this right now? I believe it's France. They're telling us the answer.
Well, they're having the same argument, just a lot louder.
Man, they are it's fucking bananas over there.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge Report is saying.
God,
then we should check like Breitbart or something just to see what the fever swamp is rubber their bungholes too.
God, it's...
USA warns don't travel to China is the headline.
Okay.
Over at the Drudge Report. And oh look, the Drudge Report is leading to the Daily Mail.
Why can't I go to China?
US warns Americans against traveling to China because of the risk if being wrongfully detained and arbitrary exit bans.
Yeah, fuck all that shit. I don't want to deal with that.
Well, we should warn the rest of the world about the risks of being arbitrarily detained here. Our cops are horrible.
I think that has happened, though.
Certain states.
Come to our state.
Especially
our
black
state.
And brown people. They say, first of all, black nations have said don't go to the United States at all. And especially don't go to Florida. And the South. Seriously.
Of course.
Yeah. If you're brown or black. The U.S. recommended Americans reconsider traveling to China because of arbitrary law enforcement and exit bans and the risk of wrongful detentions. No specific cases were cited, but the advisory came after a 78-year-old U.S. citizen was sentenced to life in prison on spying charges in May.
Fuck this.
It also followed the passage last week of a sweeping foreign relations law that threatens countermeasures against those seen as harming China's interests.
China
also recently passed a broadly written counter-espionage law that has sent a chill through the foreign business community, with offices being raided as well as a law to sanction foreign critics.
Let me tell you something. This, you do not want to be jailed in some place like China, I think. Because I don't know if Russia is similar to China, but I watched a movie about someone being broken out of a Russian prison, and that is a very difficult thing, and it is very stressful. Do you know what I mean? I am still stressed out from that fucking movie watching that thing, and it's like, don't get arrested over there. Don't fuck with that.
So watch out if you're going to go hang in China. You might hang in China.
Yeah, I mean, can you go to Mongolia? Or is that China? That's China.
No, it's not it's China, a different country. But I think it's its own. It might be under China's sack.
China. That's a country you don't hear about. Mongolia. What's their capital?
I don't know
shit about them.
Let's ask the...
Mongolia? The capital is Columbus? Columbus.
Mongolia is a landlocked country in East Asia, bordered by Russia to the north and China to the south. 603,000 square miles, population of 3.3 million, making it the world's, it's a sovereign nation, most sparsely populated sovereign nation.
They have a comedy club?
Mongolia is the world's largest landlocked country that does not border a closed sea, and much of its area is covered by grassy steppe, with mountains to the north and west, and the Gobi Desert to the south. Ulaanbaatar is the capital.
Oh, yes.
And largest city. It's home to roughly half of the population, so, you know, 1.5 million. It's a big city.
They got tigers? They got tigers.
I guess, maybe.
It's funny. You know, I just want to take a moment to say, I don't mean to be all over the place here, but the State Department is warning people to not go to China because you could get detained. Well, what about some of these places in India? They're having these tiger attacks. Does anybody give a fuck about that? Be careful of that, too.
Well, you're probably not going to areas that where it's not swooping down at the Taj Mahal. The tigers aren't leaping out of the bathroom.
Oh, I got a bus tour.
Crawling
to go
up from the toilet.
No, no, no. You don't know. It's toilet tiger.
Those are your headlines, everyone.
Yes.
The what else?
The toilet tiger sounds like some horrible plumbing thing that would be sold in an infomercial.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of making all the expensive plumbers on Thanksgiving? Just use a toilet tiger.
Get those hard to reach shit stains. The Ryan mentioned France.
Yay! Viva la resistance.
Street unrest eased in France overnight after nearly a week of riots and looting touched off by a police officer's killing of a teenager.
Yes.
That underscored serious tension in the country's ethnically mixed suburban neighborhoods.
I mean, it's fucked up. That was fucked up, what that cop did.
The violence has ebbed, but the shooting of Nahel, a 17-year-old of North African descent, remains a flashpoint in a crisis over racism and inequality in France that's drawing comparisons with America's reaction to the murder of George Floyd in 2020.
I mean, however you feel about this violence is however you feel about it. But, like, what do we expect? That cop, didn't that cop shoot that child?
Yeah, the kid was just driving away.
Through a fucking windshield. What do we expect society to do?
The number of arrests there dropped to 157 overnight, according to the government, down from more than 700 the previous night, 1,300 arrested the night before.
And all these cops, they're doing the same fucking thing the pigs over here do. They are just using this as an excuse to expand their power and to throw people in fucking jail.
We have to remain cautious, says Justice Minister Eric Dupont-Moretti.
Yeah. Remain cautious. How about don't shoot kids?
France has kept some 45,000 police as well as special forces and armored vehicles deployed to contain clashes, leaving hundreds of public buildings and shops damaged or ransacked in cities, including Paris, Marseille, Lyon, and Strasbourg.
Jesus.
French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting the heads of the Senate and the National Assembly today.
Zut alors!
We're probably met by this point. And we'll see some 220 French mayors tomorrow to discuss the sitch.
Yes, the situation is they're going to start cracking skulls. Well, why don't they fix
it? They haven't.
Why don't they fucking fix their cop problem? You don't have to crack skulls if you do that.
Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin
Dip-a-doo.
Said that the average age of the 3,200 people arrested was 17. Average. These are young people.
Yes, they're shooting children. That's what happened. That 17-year-old got fucking shot.
Some as young as 12 had been setting fires. About 60% of those arrested had no previous run-ins with the police.
Right. People are fucking pissed the fuck off.
Darmanin said, we all need to ask ourselves about the responsibility of families, parents, because it's not up to the police or even mayors or the state to solve the problem when a child of 12 sets fire to a school.
It's not
up to the police or even mayors or the state to solve the problem when a child of 12 sets fire to a school.
Wait,
right, but why is this all happening?
When you break this...
This isn't an individual...
it's
event.
But you're putting people under unreasonable circumstances, so you have to expect unreasonable things to happen. If you shoot children through the windshield of a car, then yes, motherfuckers are going to start burning shit to the ground. What if it was your child or your brother?
And if these are, especially if these are brown children, then I'm totally understood. If the kind of culture and racism and oppression is happening to them that happens here, which it sounds like he's a brown kid and they just shot him. I'm willing to bet the browner areas that are poorer of France are treated differently than the whiter areas that are poorer.
I don't know shit about France outside of the language, but like, I would say this, that if, you nearly
say it in French.
Listen, if you nearly elect that, who, Le Pen? Who the fuck is that fascist? They almost
Marine Le Pen.
Marine Le Pen, daughter of what's his fucking name? The big fucking Nazi fuck.
Daddy Le Pen.
Daddy Le Pen, Marie Le Pen. If you have those people bloviating around your fucking politics, then yeah, I bet your country's fucked in some sort of way.
The unrest is another political minefield for Macron after he pushes through an increase in France's retirement age. Remember that?
Yes.
That was preceded by months of strikes and protests. Images of riot police once again battling in the streets further tarnish the country's reputation, potentially adding to the economic toll just as the government faces pressure to restore public finances.
Hey, Macron, or whoever, here's an idea. Side with the people. Give the people what they want. The people want the cops to stop fucking with them, so protect them from the fucking cops. That's what they want.
Center righty.
What?
I mean, here he's, you know, he's still European. So, I mean, here he's a mincing liberal.
Sure.
Because he wants universal health care. He wants, right. You know, I mean, but for there, he's kind of middle right.
Shouldn't, like, when you think about leaders that march with protesters and stuff, I mean, Why aren't I just don't understand that. Like, why don't, if you're the leader of France and you see this huge uprising, why fight it? Why don't join it and give them what they want? It's like reading an audience.
Just hope that the people vote him and all the conservative Franco twats out.
When a 12-year-old supposedly, whatever these fucking cops said, I don't know, I believe that shit, sets fire to a school, start listening to people. Jesus. Or stop shooting them.
Vivian A. Schmidt, professor of European integration at Boston University, said European integration. Said what Macron needs to do is develop substantive policies. That's what you just said.
Yes.
To address the problems faced by these youths. Unfortunately, however, it is clear that even he recognizes. It's not clear that he even recognizes the problem.
How could you not? You're supposed to fight for what the people want. They're literally telling you the problem. How could you not recognize the problem? Jesus fucking Christ, they're burning the country down over it. Fight for it with them, you dumb fuck.
The rioting, mostly by youths from working class neighborhoods, is once again laying bare divisions of French society. Some of the most violent clashes happened in the port city of Marseille. Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire. Bruno, on Saturday, noted the damage to about a dozen shopping malls, more than 700 supermarkets, banks, stores, some of which were reduced to rubble. Nearing the height of the summer tourist season, countries, including the UK, have put in place travel warnings to France. Oh, so we issue a travel warning to China and Britain.
This fuck's
Britain's
worried
saying
about,
don't go to France.
This guy's worried about the tourist season and the money. Of course. But think about that. What if it was your kid that was shot by that fucking cop? Would you give a fuck about the tourism? It's stupid. It's fucking dumb.
Politicians, including far-right leader Marine Le Pen.
Nine!
Have rallied to condemn one another, in particular the ramming of a burning car into the home of the mayor of Les Roses, a Paris suburb. Stefan Hadouin, a public prosecutor, said authorities are investigating attempted murder after the mayor's partner and two young children escaped the house through a back door. Somebody ran a car into a house. I don't, you know, I'm not into that.
No, but no one's into any of this. No one is into any of this, but guess what? We are into it because we will be into it. This shit is going to happen until people figure out how to get these fucking cops in line.
Labor unrest and street demonstrations happen regularly in France.
Yeah.
But have taken on a more intense and confrontational tone in recent years, reflecting divisions within French society. Before the pension protests and the pandemic, the so-called Yellow Vest movement already caused widespread property damage.
I mean, if a policeman can shoot a child through a windshield, that is telling the world how policemen feel about who they're supposedly protecting. And when George Floyd had his fucking died under the fucking knee of that cunt, that's how cops feel about people that aren't cops.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked up.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bottom of the hour here.
Yeah, happy birthday, America. Get your fucking cops in line. How about this? Eric Garner. What about that one? In New York, he sat around and watched all these this cop choke out this guy. Yelling he can't
breathe. Tamir Rice.
Yeah.
Let's see what else is going on here.
I don't even know the name of the kid that was shot in Paris, France, wherever
it's, we just have his first name.
That sucks.
They haven't released his last name.
A child,
name.
Yeah.
Nahel.
Why do you think judgment's coming? Because we have cursed God. We have mocked God. God is not mocked.
Oh wait! I cut Lori right off. This is, of course, Jim Baker,
still alive.
Now, well, yeah, and radically has altered his wardrobe.
I get to see.
He now looks. What do you describe that as? Right?
He's, you know what?
He's got like a blue or turquoise, I guess. Darker than turquoise.
He's dressed like
a blue-green turtleneck with a black jacket, but with shoulder pads, like 80s.
Yeah.
Like 80s shoulder pads, unbuttoned, and then he's got a gold cross dangling down in front of it, and he's rocking some like blue glasses.
Is it
blue horn-rimmed glasses?
Is it laundry day? Or something
like the glasses match his shirt. What the fuck is going on?
Is that a turtleneck?
Yeah, I think so.
Who in the shit? I mean, listen, is that live? Did they shoot that recently?
Yeah, sure.
Who the fuck is in a turtleneck? He's fucking hot. I imagine. Think about it for a second.
Well, maybe
you're in a turtleneck right now.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a high neck. How long do you crew neck? I can't.
How long do you think you could exist?
Maybe that's his neck that's rolled up at the top.
If someone paid you $50 to walk Shelby in a turtleneck, do you think you could do it?
Wait, do I have to put the turtleneck on?
Yes.
Put it on her.
No. Oh, please.
Neither would be pleasant.
No, I mean, a turtleneck in this weather.
Wait, 50? Fuck no.
No, I mean, just saying, why is Jim Baker in a turtleneck? It's a heat wave.
So he's upset here about the fact that the president had a pride event at the White House.
Oh, fuck you, Jim. You fuck.
Meanwhile, at the bottom of the of the screen, $25, yes. Alert, perilous times, prepper's guide to the last days book.
He doesn't like the pride event. Wait, here's a book to get walk you through the apocalypse.
That's the title. Oh, excuse me. Now that I've zoomed in, it's a silver necklace that he's rocking. Alert, perilous times. Prepper's Guide to the Last Days is the title of the book. The whole title. Alert, exclamation point.
Who?
$25 includes shipping and handling.
What kind of shitty book is this?
That's what's at the being sold at the bottom.
Why do you think judgment's coming? Because we have cursed God. We have mocked God. God is not mocked.
No.
Whatever a man sows, that what he's going to reap.
Yes.
And God is going to judge America. Our president is having woke events at the White House.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Did you?
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Let's pretend.
Right. Hey, Jim. I was woke once.
Jim, let's pretend your former wife, Tammy Faye.
Oh, R.I.P.
I don't think she's homophobic, right? I mean,
she was not. Yeah, she embraced the gays later, didn't she? She did a show with Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, and wait a second. Hold
Who was Monroe?
Bone.
Remember, right. Jim J. Bullock was Monroe.
Am I misremembering this? I did years ago before the pandemic, I think I did a comedy show that Jim Baker's son did a spot
on. No, you
on.
Did.
Did I?
Yeah, sure.
He's gay.
Yes.
His son is
gay. I remember, yes. I remember
Dude,
you telling
your
me that.
Son is gay, and you were saying this garbage. My fucking God.
Events at the White House.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Did you see that?
Absolutely.
Yes. He had the woke.
He had the pride flag.
Pride flag.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The pride flag. The pride flag.
We're blowing through a lot of this Lori shit. It's been a while, so.
He had the pride flag.
Pride flag.
Yes.
Hanging above or between the two American flags.
Right.
And they keep showing the same cropped picture.
Yeah.
That shows it's hanging from the balcony of the whatever the Oval fucking office. That's the round part, I guess. And the balcony outside there.
Yeah.
It's hanging from the railings there. It's a pride flag in the middle. And on either side, American flags. Cropped out above it all at the top of the dome is the American flag displayed prominently and the highest flag there. They're screaming, there's the American flag supposed to be the highest and that queer flag's right in the middle of the place of prominence.
What?
But they literally cropped out of every maggot tier post that they were squealing about this.
But
they cropped out the flag above. And but that's what I'm looking at on Jim Baker's
show. Let's
just
imagine the cropped out picture's real. What if the American flag weren't flown the highest? I mean, my God, it's not like we're going to forget what country
Who's
we're
fuck,
in.
Right?
We're in America, I think. I think we're going to remember. I honestly.
Well, I guess we got to start sucking dick now.
Yeah. It's kind of the least you could do. Yeah, put that pride flag up on the White House. It's the least you can do.
Between two American flags.
Right.
Yeah. And you say, oh, well, that's okay. That's not okay.
Your son's gay.
No.
That's against God.
Yeah. Right.
The Pentagon celebrated this unholy union that they're celebrating.
Okay, it's not a turtleneck, but it's a very high collar. It's weirdly.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
I want to see.
It almost looks like he would be rocking. Like a priest's collar, doesn't it? Like a, but it's not. But it's that high of a collar.
It looks like he. I mean, in whatever. I mean, you know, it looks like he wandered maybe into Lori's closet for some of that. It's very odd. It's an odd
it's
blousy
weird. For him.
Shirt.
It's very
I mean,
strange.
It's very weird. He look. You know what it looks like? It looks like Jim Baker is being costumed as an extra on Strange New World.
That they're celebrating. God is going to judge America. America is no longer a Christian nation.
No.
That's right.
No.
Who's that's that? Right. That's right.
Who's the baritone?
I don't know. I didn't see.
No. 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 Judge us, God.
God is... there you go. Jim Baker's God is going to judge the fuck out of us.
Is it true that God's going to be a judge on The Voice?
It's RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
We've got God.
Which is where Jesus would be.
Yeah.
Having fun with the drag queens.
Yeah, and right.
Jesus ain't doing The Apprentice.
I mean, I don't know. This is a stretch, surely, but the Jim Baker Show is a live performance, right? It's a performance.
Yes.
I kind of have a problem with the homophobia involved in a live performance because you know, that is live performance and theater. That is a very gay space. There are gay people all up in theater. You know what I mean? And how dare somebody be all homophobic? That's not your space, you motherfucker.
It is Jim
Fuck
Baker.
You, Jim.
It's kind of their vibe.
You know.
It's kind of all they got going.
But it is theater. It's theater. How dare you? It's theater. My God. That's blasphemous.
Did you see this update on the sub that went
yeah,
negative they, boom?
Yeah, yeah. It liquefied. What?
The... Now they're saying the wife of the guy and the mother of the son that the Pakistani businessman and his son that dodged, the wife is speaking out.
Jesus.
It said the Titan sub descended in total darkness. Passengers were likely listening to music before the implosion killed them.
Is that the new news?
That's the new news.
I don't mean to laugh. What kind of music?
She said during one of their briefings, the group was warned they would be descending in utter darkness because the Titan's headlights would be turned off to save battery.
I'm not going.
For when they made it to the wreck.
My first thing would be like, batteries, you bitch. Batteries, get me out of this fucking thing. What do you mean batteries? I don't like that sound. What kind of batteries you put on that little dumb boat?
They were also told to expect to see bioluminescent creatures at such ocean depths where there is little to no sunlight.
In that portal above the shitter?
And more than 90% of the animals glow in the dark. I didn't know that.
Well,
did you know that? That 90% of the critters at that depth glow?
Not to sound like a maggot or anything. Have you been there? I mean, I don't know. It's these guys telling us that.
It said, Stockton invited his passengers to download their favorite music to play through a Bluetooth speaker, making sure to ban country music.
What the fuck?
Don't ask me. That's what it says.
Let me tell you something. I'm paying 250 motherfucking grand to go down that sub. I'm going to blast Willie Nelson if I want to blast Willie Nelson. Fuck you.
She was supposed to go initially instead of her son.
Oh, my God.
But they had to postpone the first trip because of the pandemic. And then when they started diving again, the son was old enough to go. So she said, you should go.
I don't mean to laugh about any of this. It's all horrible. But I just the idea of not getting in something that dangerous because you're worried about COVID is very bizarre to me. It's like you can catch all the COVID you want. You're about to be one with the fucking ocean.
She said, the engineering side, we had no idea. I mean, you sit in a plane without knowing how the engine works.
Bullshit. No. Different. Fucking different. FAA regulations out the fucking assholes with planes.
She said her husband was excited, lapping everything up and vibrating like a toddler. He had a big glow on his face talking about all this nerdy stuff.
He's a dumb rich guy who's bored with nothing to do but spend his vacation at the bottom of the fucking ocean. And he drags his son down there with him. Fuck him.
They heard stories from Paul Henri, the French diver who had been to the wreck 37 times before. When he was telling how he had once been stuck down there for 3 days and the sub was out of communication.
Fuck that shit.
Her husband turned to her and said, oh my God, this is so cool.
Fuck you. Oh my God, fuck this guy with the force of 1,000 suns, you fucking deranged idiot. You dragged your son down there, you wacko. That sounds fun.
They had two briefings at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. where the explorers were told to wear thick socks and a hat because it gets colder inside the deeper they get. They were also advised to eat a, quote, low-residue diet.
What does that mean? Something that
nothing
make you
that you're not going to have to shit.
Listen, I hate this vacation so far.
With no sucks. Coffee.
What?
No coffee.
Fuck all of that.
Because the submersible had no toilet on board, just a bottle or a camp-style toilet.
You're
going
to put me on that fucking thing without a cup of coffee, and I pay $250,000 to have a caffeine withdrawal in the ocean. Fuck this.
They set off horrible. At 8 a.m. 3 days later, dressed in Orange Gate flight suits, waterproof trousers, an orange waterproof jacket, steel-toed boots, life vests, and helmets.
Excuse me. Why do I need waterproof trousers? I'm in this safe-ass fucking sub operated by a PlayStation controller. Why do I need wool socks? What does it matter the thickness of my socks? What's it matter?
She later overheard someone saying the crew had lost contact with the Titan. She was told not to worry because communication with the sub was often patchy. Is that acceptable?
No, because they heard that anomaly very soon after. The timeline is fucked.
But I mean, it sounds like they've had... It says often patchy, so... Sounds like they have communication problems all the time. Is this acceptable?
Is someone? No. No.
Do the official, like, big science-y expeditions have the same problems? Or was this problem unique to Mr. Duct-taped Tube?
I think the problem is when, let's say, Jacques Cousteau goes out on the water.
Dead.
When he went, excuse me. Out in the ocean to look at shit. His objective was to learn about shit, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he went out there with a bunch of scientists and a team, and they all respect the ocean and science and all this shit. Now, here's this techno cunt who is just the only reason he has this. He literally said that in the video. The reason they did this is they could find a bunch of rich people to finance it, or they could sell these tickets so they can build this dumb fucking sub, right?
Right.
A sub that, and there is no regulations on this sub.
No, it's voluntary. It's voluntary. Accreditation that you go through.
It's voluntary. If someone told me this sub that could withstand, well, it can, I guess, whatever depth it could withstand, if someone said, by the way, wear some thick socks, boy, I would have a lot of fucking questions.
One underwater archaeologist said it would have been over in a matter of microseconds, but they probably had some sort of warning. The shape of the vessel would have started distorting. There would have been a crack or a small leak. And as soon as there was an actual split, though, the water would have come in at such a pressure that it would have happened instantly.
Fuck this carbon fiber.
So there may have been a moment of crunch.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck. Boom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jeez, man. I feel bad for that kid. Did not have a choice, I guess. You'd have to buy. My God, I would be in that sub. I would show. I'm like, I'm not going. And by the way, I just drank a shitload of coffee and had all these bran muffins. So if I'm going in, I'm going down fighting, motherfuckers. You have to shove me in that sub. What was the shitty fucking material? Cardboard fiber or some bullshit?
Carbon fiber.
Fuck that. Carbon fiber. Fuck that carbon fiber. Same that thing. Shit. What else do you make with that? Carbon fiber. Fuck you. Didn't the guy that worked on the sub say, hey, their carbon fiber sucks and no one should go in this boat? Didn't someone say that?
One of the engineers was like, you know, I don't think this is safe. And they said, oh, thanks, you're fired.
Are you allowed? Let me tell you something. I'm just trying to think about that moment. You're in the sub.
Yeah.
They're about to drop you in the water. You descend in this rickety coffin in darkness. You're hungry, and he's like, oh, I'm just going down here to look at some neon fish. Oh, God. I forgot my point. Oh, yeah, but that moment, right when they're screwing that cockpit or that door on, I don't know.
Bolting, yeah.
I'll be like, no, I want out of here. Get me the fuck out of this sub. Oh, fuck. God, God.
Go ahead.
The new news is they were listening to music. What music? What was the playlist? There must have been a play. They shared.
I don't have that information.
They're like, you can download this playlist. Oh, wow. $250,000. We'll put all this. We'll download some songs for you to listen to. What'd they listen to? Coldplay? I bet there was a Coldplay song. Ugh.
Oh, sure.
I was trying to think of, I don't know. The 19-year-old, but did he get to pick any music? Probably not. His dad's shitty music. God.
the you'll remember Nick Fuentes. Not too long ago. Well, we can play the previous clip here.
Right.
For reference.
No, bitch. I want to drink it straight from the tap. I want it raw. I don't want to wait a moment. Right when the milk is good, I want to start drinking the milk. Same thing goes with women. I don't want to turn 30 and find some 20-year-old, 29-year-old woman that I have something in common with. And it's like, hey, properly aged, like wine. Women don't age like wine. They age like milk. They don't age like wine. That's not how their hormones work. That's not how they work. Yeah, I gotta find my 16-year-old wife.
Jeez.
You probably know, when I turn 30 or something. Because here's
so that's Nick Fuentes. He got maybe a little bit of flack for that.
I kind of want to start a GoFundMe to buy Nick Fuentes a ticket on the next sub down to the Titanic.
No, bitch.
Please, Nick. You no, got a horrible bitch. Personality.
God, no, God. Bitch. I want to drink it straight from the tap. I want it raw. I don't want to wait a moment. Right.
I want to wait raw. Well, anyway.
He thought about this before he did.
A lot of flack. Nick got a lot of flack for that. And now here he is addressing it again.
I exaggerate a little bit. I don't really mean like 30 and 16. I mean more probably like, I think a 10-year age gap is probably fine. I think like maybe 25 and 17 or something like that.
That's wait, not 10 years.
Yes, but 25. Maybe in your calculations include an age range. It does not dip into the minor section.
I think the younger you go, probably the younger the groom has to be.
Probably. Like, probably.
He's lying.
The younger you go, probably the younger the groom has to be.
No, excuse me.
What? He's lying.
He's walking
lying.
It back because yeah. He started with this. No, bitch.
Well, that was the previous.
Right.
Yes.
That, I mean, I think he meant it.
Maybe like 20 and 16 or like 17 and 25, 18 and 30. I feel like there's gradations there. It's graduated as opposed to just a blanket like, oh, she's 16. You know,
I'm sorry. A 25-year-old dating a 17-year-old is a little.
That's
creepy.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. I mean, that person's not 18. I mean, you know, it's.
Oh, she's 16. You know, marry a 70-year-old. Like, I think that's probably too far.
I think that's probably too far.
What? What day? I mean, you know, the original conversation he had about this, is it like, is that the subject where he's like, there's nothing to talk about for me on the news today, so I'm going to bring in this thing where I compare women to milk. I've got all the note cards ready. Right. And it was a good choice, Nick, because it gave you content for another show. Your apology or whatever this is. Are you sure you don't have a ticket to go on a sub or any kind of submersible trip? You'll see some shit.
Nick Fuentes, everybody.
Doesn't that seem like something Nick and Kanye and Trump would do? It's like, we're going to go on this. You got a sub?
This is should be for Faithless Friday, but it's only Monday, so fuck it. And we're off tomorrow. I'm assuming we're right. Not doing a show. We usually don't do Tuesdays anyway. This is. I had to look this one up to make sure I wasn't getting punked on this one, because this one is so insane and egregious. This is California.
Right.
A taqueria
chain
in California has been ordered by the Department of Labor to pay $140,000 in back pay and damages to 35 employees for a range of infractions. Including,
yes,
hiring a fake priest to get confessions from the workers and try to get them to confessing to crimes against. I'm stealing taco sauce, Father. Forgive me, I have sinned. I grabbed 20 out of the till last week.
They had someone dress up as a priest?
A fake fucking priest.
I bet you could have found a real priest to do this for like $15. You just slipped him some money. Sure, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
On June 12th, the Department of Labor announced the results of an investigation in civil court case against Taqueria Garibaldi, which has a location in Sacramento, one in Roseville.
Yes.
And its owners and operators. The department reported finding several violations. The owners illegally paid employees tips to managers.
Damn, that happens so much.
Denied overtime pay and hired a fake priest to uncover suspected wrongdoings by employees.
Jesus. I mean, that is not in a lot of HR manuals.
One of the former employees, Maria Parra, testified in federal court that the restaurant offered employees, quote, a person identified as a priest to hear confessions during work hours. The employee said the priest, the priest urged workers to, quote, get the sins out.
Get out. Hey, listen. Right. Listen.
Were they underage workers? Was he? Yes. Was this priest going for the bus boys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leave my burrito alone.
Have your sexy sins out of you. Asking workers about sins that remarkably only had to do with their employment.
Do you want fire sauce?
You do. Have you stolen food?
Yeah.
Have you stolen from the till?
How'd someone think of this scam?
It's amazing.
This is weird
yeah.
fucking shit.
One woman, this Para woman, ridiculously took confession. I can't imagine any person saying, oh yeah, totes. I totally want to have confession.
Well, there must have been a reason they're doing this. They must have some devout Catholics and
well,
shit
Well, it sounds
on
like they're
board.
They're Hispanic. They're probably,
so,
they
so
played
like,
upon.
How can we outsmart these
they
people?
They played upon their uber-Catholicism.
Yeah, it's predatory.
She said, as soon as the confession started, I found the conversation to be strange and unlike normal confessions, where I would tell the priest about the sins I wanted to confess. The priest asked if I had stolen anything at work, if I was late to my employment, if I did anything to harm my employer, and if I had any bad intentions toward my employment.
Bless you, my child. What was your till count yesterday?
There was a turd floating in the ladies' room the other day. Did you not flush?
What the fuck? It's bizarre. That is a bizarre fucking scam to come up with, too, right?
Che Garibaldi, owner of Operator Inc., it says, of Taqueria Garibaldi, and lawyers didn't respond. Federal wage and hours investigators have seen corrupt employers try all kinds of scams to shortchange workers and to intimidate or retaliate against employees. But a Northern California restaurant's attempt to use an alleged priest to get employees to admit workplace sins may be among the most shameless, says the Department of Labor.
I mean, it must also be a
who
little
sees
like
some crazy shit.
Yeah, it's eyebrow. It's like, oh, look at that shit. That's wild. I mean, this seems like something, honestly, Donald Trump would think.
They also found that the Taqueria denied employees overtime pay for hours over 40. That's a violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess. I mean, the thing is, though, if they hired a priest, a fake priest to take fake confessions to spy on their employees, I'm going to guess they did everything
that's
else wrong, too.
Brother, somebody's brother-in-law or something like that.
But what else? I mean, I'm sure that there's nothing. They must have did everything else wrong too, because why would? Of course,
right.
They're stealing tips. They're stealing overtime pay.
The investigation additionally uncovered they had illegally paid managers from the employee tip pool.
God,
they threatened employees with retaliation and adverse immigration consequences for cooperating with the police. That was when they were being investigated. And they fired one worker they believe had complained to the Department of Labor.
You know, I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but there's a similar thing going on. This place, I know, and it's like they have a manager. This is what this one bar does. There's a manager, right? And the manager also bartends. So the manager gets to decide, and they don't pool the tips. But the manager decides which party he waits on. So then the manager gets all the party, all the good parties,
right.
And takes all these tips. That happened at Starbucks when I was working there. There was like a class action about that or something.
The Under oath, an employee of the taqueria explained how the restaurant offered to supposed priest to hear their workplace sins, while other employees reported a manager falsely claimed immigration issues would be raised by the department's investigation. The employer's despicable attempts to retaliate against employees were intended to silence workers, obstruct an investigation, and prevent the recovery of unpaid wages. The fake priest's identity still remains unknown.
Damn.
But what an amazing story.
What? I listen, there's some things. Did I miss the part where they figured out it wasn't a real priest? That person wasn't real?
Well, the one woman, one of the victims, we can say that she's a victim.
Said that
she said it started sounding a little dicey, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
That's why they should have hired a real priest to do this, because you can't tell me, I'm sorry not to be a dick, or you can't tell me there's not a Catholic priest out there that wouldn't take $200 to do this, right?
Probably, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Or a 15-minute private counseling session with your middle schooler.
Do you have any interns that work at the taqueria that I can take the confession of?
Let me see. Where are my drops here? Okay.
I mean, and also too, if they're Catholics and they did this, they're gonna burn in hell. I mean, especially that priest, that fake priest. You're gonna. I mean, there's no way Jesus isn't gonna put up with that shit.
There's no commandment.
That's true.
It doesn't say thou shalt not. Pretend to be a priest.
Yeah, but thou shalt not also piss me off, and that might piss him off. Yeah.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, everybody. I got a couple of stories.
You got a couple? It looks like from the reels I've been seeing on Facebook and all these videos, Florida is under attack by these fucking sharks.
Well, yes.
They're under attack. We're under attack.
But the first story I have is not a shark story.
Oh, shit. It's a two-front war. Where are these animals coming from?
This is in... Where is this?
Squirrels?
This is in the UK. These are our friends across the pond.
The UK?
Suffered this one. A grandfather received a scare when he opened a bag of broccoli.
Ugh.
And found a live snake tucked inside.
Fuck that snake.
It was a young ladder snake, L-A-D-D-E-R, which is capable of a nasty bite, it says here in the UK. Where am I reading?
Is it venomous?
He said it was a frightening experience. He bought the broccoli from Aldi in Sturbridge, West Midlands.
I mean,
he put it in the fridge before taking it out, which might have saved him because it was probably
freeze that motherfucker
in a stupor.
Freeze that cold blooded motherfucker. That's how you kill a snake. You got to freeze it.
He's afraid of snakes. He jumped back. He said relatives jumped to his aid and scooped up the reptile.
Oh, God, fuck that snake.
He said the grandfather of one from Birmingham said it was pretty frightening. I'm not good with snakes.
Me neither. I'm sorry. I feel so bad for everybody involved in this. I'm not good with snakes either. I would hate this. You'd lose my mind.
There's a picture. Do you want to see the picture?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, my.
There you go. He was...
How the fuck did that fucking happen? That's what I want to know. How did it happen?
He unwrapped the vegetable on his kitchen counter. He saw the little critter tucked up near the stem of the broccoli. He called his sister, who identified it as a snake.
They
popped it into a plastic container, the whole thing, and drove it back to Aldi.
Take your fucking snake, shove it up your ass. I would be so livid. I'd have a lot of complaints. But wait a second. Was the broccoli in saran wrap and there was a snake in there?
It didn't look like it was wrapped that tightly.
Why the fuck are there snakes in the broccoli? It's a fucking grocery store in England. I don't even understand that, and I want a reason. I want to know why that fucking snake was in the broccoli.
Well, I mean, they had to pick it up and have it in their cart for a while, right? And then they had to take it home for a while.
Nobody said anything.
Well, nobody, the snake didn't do anything.
Well, I whatever. Fuck that snake.
Snake is okay if you want
to
know.
Oh, good. We rehabilitated
it. A local zoo identified it.
It's a snake. Thank you, zoo. It's a snake, but it's in the broccoli.
Yes.
You got to figure out what's going on. Do they not have an FDA over there? God damn. Get the snakes out of here.
Of course they do, but you can't. You can't inspect
what?
Every single
you can't what?
Stock of you can't inspect every single stock of broccoli.
Listen, man, if we're talking about we're trying to keep E. coli off that broccoli. These motherfuckers are letting a whole snake on there. A lot worse than E. coli, please.
When animals get pissed.
See, that makes me see right there, my first thought when I saw that, I would wanna be like, pow pow pow! Shoot the shit out of that broccoli. But, like, they don't have, I mean.
No, probably not helpful.
And they don't have guns over there, which is good. See, this is makes me want to have a gun, though, because then you can shoot that, kill that broccoli.
Why
snake.
Is Ryan shooting up the kitchen?
There's a snake in the broccoli. It doesn't make sense. If you don't want me to shoot up the kitchen, keep the snakes out of the vegetables. Again, that is a break of the social contract. I wake up in the morning with the expectation I'm going to buy vegetables and there will be no snakes in them.
Hot off the presses today.
Yes.
This is, let's see, a girl speaking out. So this didn't happen today, but the girl is now speaking out from recovery.
Yes.
A 12-year-old girl is recovering after a shark bit her while swimming in Cocoa Beach.
Florida. Cocoa Beach, Florida. That's on the Atlantic side, correct?
When I got out of the water, I started screaming because I knew it wasn't good.
Oh, God damn. Fuck these fucking sharks.
The mother said, my husband picked her up. I could see the blood running down her leg.
Oh, God damn it.
She was swimming south of Cocoa Beach Pier when suddenly a shark attacked her. My first worry was, like, I'm not going to do gymnastics, she recalled.
Right.
She and her family were visiting from Philly and are in town for a gymnastics competition. They decided to take a trip to the beach the day before and were more concerned about sunburn than anything else.
They're from Philadelphia. Why didn't they just beat the shit out of that shark?
Hey, shark, come here.
Fuck you!
Pig dick. At the hospital, she got over 50 stitches. Doctors told her they believe the shark bit her twice because of all the puncture wounds.
What kind of shark?
About 75 to 100 bites up and down her thigh.
So the shark bit her 175 times?
No, it's
lacerations.
75 teeth punctures.
Ugh, fuck this.
It bit her twice.
What a horrible fucking animal.
She's not able to compete this year, sadly. But... they think she'll be okay.
Did they get the shark?
No.
What kind of shark?
And they're not sure.
They can't tell from the fucking bite marks? These people who do these goddamn stories sometimes, tell us what kind of fucking shark at least.
Even this story says the type of shark was not immediately made clear.
Why not? You have the bite marks. Don't you have a laboratory?
She did go to the competition to support her teammates.
That's nice. I mean, you know what I mean? But I don't know. We can't figure out what kind of shark. We don't know shit. We're not doing anything to help anybody with these sharks. Stay out of the water, I guess. You could do that.
Well, yeah. You showed me that video of the...
The feeding frenzy or whatever the hell that was going on.
Of the shark.
Perdido.
At Perdido.
In Perdido. These two sharks were fighting each other.
Very close to here.
Maybe they were mating. Everybody's yelling, shark, shark, getting out of the water. It's like, my first thought would be like, it's like that fucking movie. What the fuck? What the fuck? There's somebody, you know, oh man, these sharks.
And there is a story, a slew of shark encounters.
Yes.
raises concerns ahead of the holiday weekend.
Ooh, I'm so concerned.
Malia Tribble was paddleboarding from the Bahamas to Palm Beach to raise money for charity.
Oh my God.
When she got more than her money's worth, a hammerhead shark stalked her from below.
You're in a paddleboarding. God.
I felt a bump on my board. I didn't think about it too much. It happened a couple times. Then my husband noticed the fin. She says, as soon as I knew it was a shark, I knew I had to keep my composure. I just kept going to the side of the boat to get to the boat as fast as I could.
Pow, pow, pow.
Don't look around because I didn't want to lose my balance.
Yeah.
She got away.
Yeah.
Then they talk about this girl that from Philly that got her leg bit.
What were they raising money for again with this thing?
Just says charity.
Oh, charity. Man, if somebody told me that was close to me, he's like, I'm paddleboarding from here to there for some charity. I'm like, if we meet your goal, will you promise not to do it? What a dumb thing.
FAU professor Stephen M. Kajiura says, Florida really leads the world in the number of shark bites on people.
Man, we're killing it, man. We're the most racist, the most gunny, the most transphobic, the most homophobic. I mentioned guns, and now we're killing it with shark attacks. We got snakes. We got pythons. We got venomous snakes. We got alligators.
So crews at beaches all around the country are on alert now for the holidays. In Cape Cod, the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy recently detected multiple great whites just off of the shore there.
We've got multiple sightings of great whites!
In New
Lock
York,
and load, motherfuckers!
In New York, where there were 8 attacks last year, there are 18 drones on patrol trying to keep shark encounters at bay.
What are they armed with? Are these predator
cameras.
Drones? Cameras! Oh, someone take a picture of me getting my lower intestines gargled by a shark.
They're a little farther out trying to catch the cards.
We've got all these guns in this country. We can't use it. You got a shark up there. It's like, we got one in the one here. Just snipers. What's wrong with that? Just tell people.
They recommend swimming near a lifeguard tower. So if anything does happen, you've got immediate access to first aid if they can drag the pieces of you out.
Keep
them alive.
These fucking sharks are like, you know, the trick is to hang out near a lifeguard tower because they tell people to swim near a lifeguard tower because they think that's going to help. Isn't that funny? Just hang out at a lifeguard tower. You can eat as many of these motherfuckers as you want.
Well, but only if you get bitten. It's just stay closer. If you get bitten, maybe they'll keep you from totally bleeding out and dying.
There's so many movies about... It's just weird. It's like people... We have so many movies about shark attacks. And there's so many scientists looking into all these sharks, but nobody has any solutions. They have those shark nets in Australia, right?
Yeah. They probably have them in places here.
I would think the shark attacks in Florida would be more like, these people taste like meth, and I don't want to eat them anymore. They make me feel weird. And the sharks would go somewhere else. You would think, right? Who wants to eat Floridians?
Two bear stories.
In Florida?
No, neither, actually.
Oh, how nice.
Friday, in Porter, Maine... a black bear bit 64-year-old Lynn Kelly after she punched it in the nose.
Damn.
The altercation came after her dog ran into the forest near her home and returned running like hell with the bear tailing it.
Oh, my God.
After the bear approached, she made herself as tall as she could, and she punched it.
Oh, my God.
The bear responded by biting her in the right hand and then ran away.
It was a
black bear.
What a weird-ass bear.
She suffered a punctured wrist, was treated at hospital.
A dog, man.
In Litchfield, Connecticut.
Well, that dog...
On Saturday, yeah.
That dog went in the forest, fucked with the bear, brought it out of the forest, and then the owner got bitten. Hey,
I know, right?
Listen, Shelby runs around the house barking at all kinds of bullshit.
In the second incident on Saturday, a 65-year-old man in Connecticut suffered injuries not life-threatening. After he tried to stop a bear from attacking his dog.
Damn.
The bear wandered onto the man's property, attracted by his bird feeders, and the dog chased it, prompting the attack.
Wandered? Oh, excuse me one second. Wandered? No, no, no. The bear was hunting and walked into the prop. It didn't wander aimlessly. The bear came in there intentionally.
For the bird feeder.
Bird feeder. Didn't wander in there.
Afterwards, the bear fled into the woods. The Connecticut is seeing a rise in human-bear conflicts.
Listen to this. Let's pull back a second. We're seeing a rise in shark encounters. We're seeing a fucking plague of tiger attacks in India. In Connecticut, the bears are all over the fucking place.
Oh, this is a big bear.
And there's a cottonmouth. There's a rash of cottonmouth attacks in Alabama.
Authorities say dog owners should walk their pets on a short leash that doesn't retract, and people should remove all sources of food, including bird feeders or birdseed, from outdoor spaces because they can attract bears. The bear in Maine, the guy said, just kept coming closer, so I had to fight him off because I wasn't going to run from him because I know they'll catch you. The bear was a foot taller than I was and coming at me.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck this. Humans.
Oh, this is the woman who punched it.
Right.
Yeah, this is the woman who punched the bear. He stood up and I tried to make myself as big as I could. I was screaming and yelling.
Do you remember the exoskeleton in one of the Alien movies where Sigourney Weaver puts the thing on to fight off one of the aliens, that big exoskeleton that they used to move?
Yes.
That's what you need in this. You need that. You need something more than your fist, because this is bears have been around for a long time. They're evolved. They're good at this.
If you surprise a bear and it's not acting in a predatory way toward you, you should wave your arms to show the bear you are human and then slowly and calmly back away, avoiding direct eye contact. However, if a black bear charges or attacks, the advice is to, quote, fight back with everything you have. It's good to know what kind of bears live in your area, though, because the advice for grizzly bears is the opposite. With grizzlies, you're supposed to play dead.
I got it.
And not fight back while you're shitting yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Wildlife experts say if you're forced to confront a bear, you should focus your blows on its face. So try to punch it in the nose.
What, you wouldn't kick it in the balls?
Do not run away because the bear will see you as prey and can outrun you.
Is there anything on there that's... is there anything else that we can do? Scientists are really falling short on this shit. I'm sorry. More ideas about sharks. More ideas about bear attacks. More ideas about these snakes. There's snakes and broccoli. Fuck this. Scientists like, there's nothing we can do. We're seeing a rise in shark attacks. Here are these bears. There's nothing. Play dead or hit it in the nose. That is a shitty ass plan. I hate that plan. Need something.
What else have we got going on here? Look at the time flying. We'll be back on Wednesday after the holiday, everybody. Have a great, safe 4th of July.
Stay away from Florida, I guess.
Well, that's kind of a blanket statement these days.
Yeah.
Especially if you're brown or LGBTQ.
Right, right.
I don't think people are kicking down the doors to get here.
It's not that we have the worst governor. It's that we have... No. We do have the worst governor, don't we?
Greg Abbott.
I think ours is running for president, and that it's making it extra worse because he's trying to attract the maggots away from Trump.
So there's a video a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And this is one of those moments where you should listen to people.
Yeah.
Everglades.
Shit, this is alligators, man.
A man was yanked off of a boat in the Florida Everglades last week. What officials say is an extremely uncommon occurrence by a shark.
Oh,
in the Everglades.
What the fuck?
The man's injuries were consistent with shark bites. which are extremely uncommon in the park.
Okay.
But there's a video that was shared on Instagram.
Of it?
Appears to show the man raising his hands in the water, rinsing his hands in the water, before a shark emerges, grabs him by the hand, and pulls him headfirst off the boat. Other fishermen in the boat can be heard yelling, "Get him, get him, get him." Finally, the man was able to get back on the boat safely.
Oh, my God. What kind of boat was this? Just a dinghy or an airboat or...
I don't know. And I saw a different version of the story that said that literally his friends were like, "I wouldn't do that." He's like, "Oh, nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to rinse him off.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to rinse my hands off."
Someone tried to tell you. Why do they say, "What, you shouldn't do that because of this?" And this shark
maybe we
is...
can hear it on Instagram. Maybe let me see if I can find the video. Right. Maybe we can hear
this shark just hanging out.
Because obviously, if you see him get yanked,
the shark is like, "Have you ever pulled anybody off a boat?"
Oh! Holy shit!
Get him! Get him! Get him!
What a dumb fuck! I'm gonna start that over. Oh yeah, yeah. He just is bringing his hands out from a first rinse, and his buddy goes, "I wouldn't put my hands in there."
2 seconds won't do anything.
2 seconds, it won't do anything.
Get him, get him, get him, get him! Fuck the ocean. Fuck that. He told you not to do that, you dumb shit.
That's a pretty big shark for being in the Everglades.
Fuck. No, that shark knew what it was doing. That shark says, "You know what? What are you doing? I'm going to go to the Everglades. Don't go up there. No, I'm going to pull somebody off a boat. I'm sick of this shit."
Well, that just looked like a lure to the shark. I mean, his hands.
Yes.
Or anything that would have been in there. Gator. I would have been more worried about gators.
I wouldn't have put my hands in there.
Right. And he literally says, "Just for a second, nothing's going to happen."
That shark's like, "That's all I need, motherfucker." Yeah.
Come on, one more.
1 second.
One more.
1 second, nothing's going to happen. You're half right. 1 second, everything's happening, motherfucker. I'm going to light you up in 1 second.
When animals get pissed.
And they're organized. The animals are pissed. They're organized.
There you go. When animals get pissed,
we're seeing a rise in shark encounters. Encounters. I love that. They're attacks. Encounters. Hi, how's it going? That's an encounter. Is that an encounter, what we just saw? The guy got ripped off his fucking boat, you idiot. Get fish guts on your hands, probably. Like he washed the fish guts off of his hands, right? So now the fish guts are in there, and then he puts his hands back in the water?
Yes.
You fuck.
To rinse them off a second time.
Listen,
which point he says.
And then people had
to be a second.
And then people had to rescue him. With the shark in there.
Also in the news, where is my Don Jr. story?
Oh my God, I forgot all about this guy.
What's this? Not playing?
Yeah.
Video not playing? Okay, you're doing a great job, Elon.
I got to tell you something. I cannot believe... I've never seen anybody.
Joe Biden is the guy they're going to call.
Somebody slowed it down.
That's a lie.
But this is real. They just slowed it down to make it sound like he's slurring.
Joe Biden is the guy they're going to call at 3 a.m. if there's a serious crisis.
A serious?
With Russia.
I mean, this is slowed down, but that's really him.
Yes. Yes, they are going to call him, because you know who's working for him? A bunch of fucking adults. Yeah, they will call him in the middle of the night to deal with Russia. You know what I mean? And then a whole bunch of people that work for Biden, they'll all wake up. They'll go in the situation room.
Right.
Or maybe it'll be like Trump, and they'll already be in there'll be a bunch of hookers in the situation room with the situation.
Oh, my God.
The COVID really brought it out about how bad our schools are
and
how bad our teachers are in the inner city. Most of them in inner city, I don't know how they got degrees, to be honest with you. I don't know whether they can read and write.
And remember, you know what inner city means to someone that sounds like Tommy Tuberville. That's Tommy.
Is this Tommy Tuberville talking
being
about
interviewed by Don Jr.
Talking about someone not being educated? This guy?
Well, inner city, you know what that means.
But Tommy Tuberville is the dumbest motherfucker.
Urban, inner city, we all know what that means.
I think Tommy's racist.
The COVID really brought it out about how bad our schools are and how bad our teachers are in the inner city. Most of them in inner city, I don't know how they got degrees, to be honest with you. I don't know whether they can read and write.
But they're the experts that want to make sure that parents have no say. How dare you decide what to do with your children?
They want to raise. They want less time to work.
What a great interviewer. Don Jr. just talking over Tommy Tuberville's trying to get his moronic point out.
I am trying to think of a more vile pairing of people. And I tell you what, I don't think who is worse as a person. If you had to say...
This is the Triggered podcast, by the way.
Oh, my God. He made a podcast, and he wrote a book, too, with the same... That's good branding.
The Chiron at the bottom. This can't be real. It says, protect your retirement savings with GoldCo. Go to DonJrGold.com.
Doesn't Chelsea...
That's buying gold.
Does Chelsea Clinton have one of these for her dad? I mean,
I'm sure.
What kind of whacked out kid
selling gold and crypto?
No one after these people. And I, no offense to any other children of presidents, you guys do not matter. You're not even. You're not a blip on the radar screen compared to these motherfuckers, right? I mean these people. Did the kids of Donald, these, I don't know what to say about these kids. These are the worst kids. Donald, your kids suck.
I don't know whether they can read and write.
But they're the experts that want to make sure that parents have no say.
Tommy Tuberville, remember, is saying, especially the inner city teachers, I don't know if they can even read or write.
They're saying, listen, Tommy, you're one of these fucks that you don't want to give any money to these schools. So you're not going to give any money to these schools. And then you're going to bitch and moan about how they aren't scoring high enough on tests or some shit like that.
And then you want the money to go to some Christian indoctrination school where they teach you that some guy parted the Red Sea. Some guy died and came back, and some guy lived in a whale for 3 days.
Is that Afghanistan? What you're describing sounds like Afghanistan.
Make sure that parents have no say. How dare you decide what to do with your children?
They want to raise. They want less time to work, less time in school. It's just we've ruined work ethic in this country.
Ruined work ethic. You cunt. I challenge you to handle a city school with 50 kids in it because you twats have cut funding.
Listen, Tommy, let's talk about the work ethic in the South. You guys had slaves. And then you had to have the slaves ripped away from you. And ever since then, you've been trying to get back to it. That's the South.
This tweet shames PE degrees. But it says, Tommy Tuberville, Alabama's GOP senator, embodies ignorance with a college degree in PE. Yes, really. Remember that when he slams inner city teachers and wonders how they got degrees.
Got it. You know,
PE can be a tough major.
Absolutely. And it's you know, you shouldn't make fun of it. But also, I just want to mention the other person that has a PhD in PE. Isn't that Dr. Laura?
Really?
I believe so. I could be wrong. Hey, Siri, does Dr. Laura have a PhD in physical education?
Yes, she does. Yes.
Oh, you've got Lori? You've got the Lori Baker version?
Well, I mean, are we already done with Lori Baker?
Oh, God, dude. That would be a great... We should see if we can get that done. Get Lori Baker to replace the Siri voice.
We have enough. I guarantee you there's enough out there. If she's doing that show every day, you could lift every word.
Yes.
Well, we have yes.
I found this on the web.
uh, Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Also in the news, thanks for listening, y'all. We got about a half hour-ish, a little less left.
Get out there and fight these animals.
Nothing is better than the sound. Let me see if I can get this sound here. A mellifluous tune that we heard.
Okay.
This is his own state, his home state. And he just said, welcome to Pickens. And this is...
He's a Trumpkin.
He literally talks for 6 minutes. I'm going to skip ahead.
Wait, no. Okay. We're not going to listen to all this.
Not 6 minutes
I love listening to people eat shit sometimes. This is good.
We'll play a little more of the beginning.
I just love it. Fuck you, Lindsay! Fuck you!
Welcome to Pickens. Thank y'all for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
What is he thanking?
It's amazing.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful wall of sound, and it's like I can almost hear someone. It's like there's one voice over. It's like, oh! It's amazing. They hate you.
Okay,
why?
Now I'm going to skip to the 2 minute mark.
God, that's
6 minutes long.
That is an eternity.
This is the 2 minute mark. That was only 27 seconds.
Did he sit through 6 minutes? Stand through 6 minutes of that?
2 minutes.
To get there, folks. But let me tell you what happened. I tend to like President Trump, and he likes himself, and we got that in common.
Two-faced. You're two-faced.
He asked the Georgia. He asked Georgia to find more votes for Donald Trump, too. He's not. He loves him some Trumpkin dick. He does.
4 minutes. We'll go to the four-minute mark. Fuck? This is of the six-minute speech.
Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, has made history. And you ought to be damn proud of it. This is the most conservative court in my lifetime because of Donald Trump. I can promise you this.
He's trying desperately. He's saying this court is the most conservative thanks to Donald Trump. And they're like, yeah, whatever, traitor.
They don't care, dude. These are barbarians. They don't give a fuck.
In this country, and folks, I'm from South Carolina. He is going to win South Carolina. This is the pathway to the presidency. God bless you all. God bless President Trump. God bless
America. I mean. And now, everybody, Ryan Pfeiffer. How would you like to follow that?
Oh, I'd love to. I would love to. Do you know why? Because it can only get better.
Do you like following people that eat shit?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You don't,
I love
you're
it.
Not worried about the crowd?
It. No. No. I just sit there and like, me next. Because it depends on how they eat shit.
What if they kill?
Do they say something that pisses me off?
What if they kill?
Did they say something that pissed me off? Because that happens a lot here. People will kill saying the F word or some shit. And then I'll go after them for that. I will say so. I don't care. But, you know, I love somebody eats shit. That's I won't say anything, but it's. It depends on how they eat shit. Do they deserve something to be said about them? Then yes. If they just ate shit, because anyone could eat shit. You know what I mean? That's okay.
Right.
But I will enjoy going on after them because they've lowered the bar and there's no pressure now because everyone sucks so bad. It's easy to look like a genius. It's so easy to look like a genius when someone lowers the bar. It's beautiful.
So Trump got up and took a massive shit.
At the same event?
Again, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is really got... I'm going to have to work. I'm going to have to I'm work. Confused.
There's people behind him that are doing the thumbs down.
But wait.
There's maggots waving the Trump signs. He says Lindsey Graham, and they're going, bah!
Did Lindsey open for Donald?
Yeah.
So it's the same event.
This is the exact same event.
See, this is why the Republicans don't get. If Donald Trump was a band, like, you ever see a band open for another band and they all come to see that band and they don't give a fuck about that other band. In fact,
they hate
the other band because that band not is not
necessarily,
the band.
But
that's who these people are.
If you pick the right opener.
I'm trying to think of the band it would be.
Like, I mean, I'm going to date myself here, but I was like 4 when this happened.
Yes.
Prince Purple Rain.
Right.
Sheila E. opened.
Well, that's
Morris Day and the Time. Prince. Nobody was sitting there going, Sheila E., get the fuck off the stage, or Morris Day, get the fuck off the stage.
Well, I have a good example. I saw Starship at Six Flags Over Georgia, and the Cutting Crew opened for them. And people love Starship. And the Cutting Crew got on. They were like, fuck you, get the fuck off. I'm just kidding.
Have to look up the Cutting Crew to see their music, to be honest with you.
I don't remember. Starship is awesome, though. What did Lindsey do to piss them off is what I don't get, though, because he's been a good maggot, hasn't he?
But then he will criticize Trump at times.
Well, Lindsey, that's stupid, obviously.
And then he'll say, I tell the president like it is.
These fucks don't understand. You are going up against the celebrity that is Trump. Like, all these people, like, the only thing they like is Trump. That's all they like.
Right.
So, solving the problem. This to me illustrates the problem. There's no one that's going to beat him in the Republicans. There's nobody.
Oh, I find it unlikely.
There's nobody. Nobody is Donald Trump to these maggots.
And again, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is really got. I'm going to have to work. I'm going to have to work on these people. All right.
He's laughing and he's looking at Lindsey and he's going, Jesus.
All right.
He just went, ha, Jesus.
Yeah. And then he's gonna dispatch of everybody else in the room. Ah, yeah. Fuck, Chris Christie's fat. You know, that guy. Who's and then the other people. Sununu?
Gone.
Oh, he's okay.
All right.
He loves it.
He's there when you need him. He's there when you need him. I'm going to get him straightened up. Do you mind if I come here and campaign a little bit for you? I'll tell you what. He was one of my earliest endorsements right from the go, and I appreciate it very much. I appreciate it a little bit.
I have a question.
And
when he says he's going to get Lindsey straightened out, is he making a joke?
Yeah. I don't know what it means. But there's Trump.
He doesn't know what it means. He is high on Adderall at this point. He's just taking shots at Lindsey Graham. Low energy Jeb.
What's this one?
Stupid mitten. Oh! Hi! Lindsey,
this is great. Lindsey! This is somebody actually walking through the crowd, so you're not only getting like 2 or 3 maggots standing next to him going boo boo, you're getting the effect of the entire crowd.
I thought as a joke you switched to audio from the riots in
France.
Okay, that's what this sounds like. Lindsey, it sounds like France at
it
your campaign event.
Le boo, le boo.
But doesn't it?
Thanks a lot.
Should we talk about something we have in common? He's desperate. Should we talk about something we have in common?
This is when you yell, give it up for the bartender, everybody, back there. You got any drinks?
It'd be great if you just got hostile. Fuck you all. Fuck you. I sucked his dick 73 times in the Oval Office.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what you do to handle a crowd like this. Because it's like, if a heckler, it's like, you either try to be their friend or get the whole room to hate him. And it's like, but this is the whole room hating you. I don't know.
Twice. Not, you know, you can make mistakes on occasion. Even Lindsey down here, Senator Lindsey Graham. We love Senator Graham. We're gonna love him.
What?
We're gonna love him. I know, it's half and half. But when I need some of those liberal votes, he's always there to help me get them, okay?
What?
We got some pretty liberal people, but he's good. He's good.
Lindsey's
we know
not
the
a
good
liberal.
Ones. We know the bad ones, too. We got some real bad ones. But even he makes mistakes on occasion, but you can't make a mistake.
Listen, he's looking at him while he's saying this. Even he makes mistakes. Don't you, Lindsey? Get the fuck up here.
Can we slow down for a second? What is this fuck saying? Listen to him. What was he saying? I love him. I love him. You gotta love him. Love him. He is crazy. He is high as shit. To me, that's the story. The story of this is Trump is high. He is fucked up. Listen to how happy he sounds.
Well, yeah.
And that's a medicated person.
That's what's going on there. That's what went on over the weekend.
Is it anyone that opens for Trump? What about Jeff Sessions? Would he get this response?
Who? Where did Jeff Sessions go, by the way?
I don't know. I was gonna ask if he's still alive.
He kind of disappeared.
I think he's working as a Keebler elf at a trade show. I've never seen an elf in a clown robe.
Didn't he run again?
Yeah, he lost.
And he lost to Tuberville and Herschel in the primaries. Right?
Not Herschel.
Wasn't that what happened?
No, not Herschel.
No, wait, I'm thinking of... when did he run? He ran. I thought he ran in the Herschel primary.
You know, it's like what happened to Jeff Sessions is whatever, but like this Herschel, I was just thinking you said Herschel Walker, and it's just such to podcasters like us, that Herschel Walker thing was huge. It burned like a bright fire and it's gone. Like it never happened.
Right.
It's sad. It's not sad, but I don't miss Herschel Walker, but I do miss hearing the stories.
I miss him talking, is what you're saying?
Those stories, yeah. Tell me about the arrogant. What are we going to do about this dirty China arrogant or clean American arrogant?
How many more kids have you found since the end of the election?
Dear Republicans, in just thinking about that Herschel Walker fucking campaign, you hate America. If that's who you wanted to be, the senator from Georgia, I mean, you hate this country.
Well, yeah.
You know what I found that happened upon the fake badge my mom made. Remember?
Oh, awesome! Yeah,
found that. That's great.
I think I still have mine. It's up on the shelf over in the.
I'm sure. Does the Herschel Walker still have his fake badge?
It's on
badge
the memento shelf
that he showed at a campaign event.
Also in the news.
Yes.
We've got a few minutes left here. God, Kevin Spacey is finally having his trial.
Oh yeah.
Across the pond.
Hello. God, this witness referred to him as some creepy something or other. It was kind of interesting the way slimy, creepy something. I don't remember.
One of the first accusers to take the stand said one of Spacey's attacks nearly caused him to crash the vehicle they were driving in.
Jesus.
The pair were traveling to Elton John's famous White Tiara Ball in the early 2000s at the height of Spacey's fame. The man testified. He grabbed me so hard, I almost drove off the road, the victim said. He grabbed me really hard. It really hurt. I said, don't you fucking do that or I will knock you out. He laughed. I will never forget it. According to the man, Spacey sexually touched him a dozen times over the course of 5 years.
Yeah.
Said the first such incident in which Spacey allegedly forced his hands onto the man's genitals was a massive shock, and it felt like Spacey had been grooming him, starting with constant personal questions about his relationships and fitness.
God, I mean, what the fuck is up with Kevin Spacey? I mean, you remember that American Beauty? Do you remember that movie?
Sure. Great movie, creepy movie.
Very creepy.
Apparently.
Especially. What apparently is it about
not,
these
not
guys?
A stretch for him.
It's like, yeah, look, Bill Cosby's a gynecologist in the basement. I mean, you know, they're all the same. But,
right.
But like, imagine being one of his victims and then watching him get an Oscar. And everybody in the Academy's like, woohoo, give it up for Kevin Spacey. He's the best. Meanwhile, he's groping somebody so hard that the fucking car's running into the ditch. What is this? He's a fucking monster.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not much you can do about it. No, I mean, he is what he is.
Yeah. What was that movie, Outbreak?
Yeah.
He was the only good person in that movie. All those other actors phoned that shit in too. Boy, oh boy. And look, he's such a creep. Dustin Hoffman phoned that shit in. Shame.
I guess Michael Cohen has a podcast called Mea Culpa, which I think is great, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean...
he had on Audrey O'Day today, Broadway star, Motown artist, who joined the cast of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, fuck.
Where she met Trump and his son, Junior. I guess she fucked Junior. She details their first sexual experience. And that the whole political persona is nothing more than an act.
Yeah.
According to her, she and Junior started a love affair. The flames of which extinguished as she watched the man she fell for refashion himself into a fire-breathing populist conservative.
I mean, maybe she just got to know him.
She said the Don Junior the world sees today is not who he was when she knew him.
Well, I mean, again, maybe you got to know the guy.
She says, I'm a bleeding heart liberal, and I'm a social justice warrior. Since I was born and raised by one, there's no way I could ever love somebody like what we see today. So that goes to show you how much transformation or potential posturing the man is doing or has done since the man that I used to call my soulmate. And I don't
Christ.
Discredit that word.
What?
I do think if he were able to tell the truth, he would, since he called me his soulmate first.
Ah, get away from my soul, you
fuck!
You're
my soulmate.
You soulmate. Nazi. Stay off my soul. Yeah, don't you're sniffing my soul. He's going to sniff your soul right up.
She said, Trump Jr. is one story. Trump Sr. is something completely different, she said. That didn't start happening until after the show had wrapped. We were building a love for each other. I believe during the entire thing, we were building a friendship. We just saw each other's souls in one another. Well, this
wait,
is about
wait,
Don
wait,
Jr.
Is she saying... No, oh, no. Oh, I thought that she was saying she dated both of them. That...
No, no. She's okay. Just saying, you know, he was very different.
Yes.
I thought it was because he was born into a name he didn't choose. He was born a Trump. We know he went and rebelled after college. The younger Trump became a bartender in Denver, where he lived for about a year. Michael Cohen said Trump Sr. gave Don 30 days to join the company or he'd never be part of the business.
What kind of offer is that for your kid? That's nice, isn't it? A threat.
She asked him, how long after you were there did you start getting bored? She said, I think he said something like a couple of months. I said, how long did you stay? I think it was for around a year. I didn't know the exact time. I asked him why he stayed, and he said, because fuck my dad. What that means.
I don't understand.
Oh, stay in Colorado. Why he didn't stay in Colorado.
Yeah, he didn't stay in Colorado because fuck his dad.
Yeah, because when he was bartending and having fun in Colorado, Don Sr. said, if you don't come back here in 30
right.
days, you're never going to be part of the business.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to think about Don Jr. bartending.
In her experience, she was told she had to follow orders. do whatever people wanted, be who they wanted, and fork over a lot of her money. Otherwise, everything would be taken away. Oh, that's her own story.
Yeah.
It was similar to what she said Don Jr. experienced at that time in his life.
Jeez.
She said Don Jr. carries with him trauma, and there's always a desperate need to please his father, and his father is never pleased with him.
But his father is walking around a drug addict with a full diaper. I'm trying to think in what context he's going to be pleased with anything, especially lately. I mean, you think Trump is pissed off lately?
Oh, God, I hope so. I'm scared.
Yeah.
She described one night John Don Jr. wanted to see her, but she was at an event at a gay club. But Don still wanted to hang out with her. It wasn't just any gay club, she explained. Everybody was in a G-string or less.
Wow.
But Junior still showed up and was perfectly comfortable there.
Right.
My assistant said he was very comfortable. She remembered him being totally chill and nice with everybody.
Well,
I look at his Instagram for the first time in years the other night, and I see all these jokes, you know, kind of belittling the gay community, transgender women, etc. I thought to myself, you were super comfortable in that gay club. In fact, so comfortable, he ended up going to the bathroom. Oh, she's lying. And for the first time, we ended up going to the bathroom. And for the first time, had sex in a gay club bathroom.
Jeez.
Ew.
What happened, Don?
She fucked Don Jr. in a gay bathroom.
Wow. To me, the most amazing point about this story is that Don Jr. was in the service industry. Are you kidding me? And he acts like this?
Cohen recalled the kind of happy and comfortable Don Jr. he once considered his brother. At one point, he was sent as a so-called fixer to deal with O'Day. This is the ex-girlfriend. Just as he was sent to deal with another of Don Jr.'s women. O'Day went into great detail to say that Cohen was never a Ray Donovan type of browbeating fixer.
Yeah.
Cohen said, I'm glad you bring it up. I don't regret the times I spent at the Trump Organization. I regret what's happened to me as a direct result. I regret the fact that I wasn't stronger to say no to certain things.
So Michael Cohen had to go to these people's ex-girlfriends and say, listen, here's some money, go away, or some shit like that. Is that what this is?
She said Cohen was sent to clean things up with her, but that she was never silenced. She said he gave me options, but never Ray Donovan to me. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
In other words, they probably paid her off.
Is Ray Donovan a character in an attorney?
I guess he's a
fixer. Fictional.
Yeah.
Call Ray Donovan.
That's a TV series that I've never watched.
Oh.
With Liv Schreiber?
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it.
Ray Donovan is a fixer for Hollywood's elite. He's the go-to guy that the city's celebrities, athletes, and business moguls call to make their problems disappear.
Wow.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Jeez, it seems like the Trumps might need a few Ray
Donovan.
Wow,
there's seven seasons.
Shit, man.
We might try this one.
Yeah.
If it went seven seasons, depending on where it is.
Right.
Showtime.
Yay.
It was on Showtime.
Right.
Who the fuck knows these days? Everything's bouncing around everywhere now.
Oh, look, my broccoli arrived with a fucking snake in it. Okay. Pow, pow, pow! Fucking stab that motherfucker. I mean, so now if you're this person and you unload the groceries, it's like you just have a knife or something. You have a bludgeoning instrument. It's like, I'm unloading the groceries. It's a lot more stressful these days. Clear!
Haven't there been like spiders inside?
Get that.
Bananas and shit like that.
I thought that's what this was going to be. When you were talking about this, I'm like, I thought a spider was going to be in the broccoli.
Oh.
It's a fucking snake.
It was a whole snake.
Hey, listen, you know how you avoid this? Get the frozen broccoli. There's never a snake in there. I've never seen one in there.
Look at Jim Baker actually trending on Twitter. Like on Real Trends.
Right.
Because of what he said about it not being a Christian nation anymore.
Right. Jeez.
Come down to Pensacola.
It is. It's fine. Every Christian I reassure is shit you. Down here. Don't
it's
worry about
very
it.
Very Christian.
We got it taken care of.
It is very fucking Christian here.
I'm trying to think what it would sound like. Is it? There's a snake in me, broccoli.
I mean,
I don't know.
I guess
that would make a great scene. I want to. That's a great scene in a movie.
Snake and the Broccoli is a great band name.
It sounds like a euphemism. You want to put a snake in me, broccoli? Later. Later, governor.
Said Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
He's trying to think of somebody green.
Right.
Should we get the fuck out of here? It's about that time. Let's. Thanks for listening, everybody. Right. Listen, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, usually 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Easterns. Yeah, Easterns. Eastern. Always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Buy shit through our Amazon link. Every time you go buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or use the banner on our webpage and you get a little commish. Doesn't cost you fuck. Thanks, everybody. Have a great, safe, conservative, fucking asshole free 4th. And we'll hit you up again on Wednesday.
There's a python in me broccoli.
Yeah, check your broccoli.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.